It's time for Power Hour.
I love your energy that you bring every day.
The IrishSportsDaily.com podcast covering the Fighting Irish throughout the year.
You know why I love it? Because you love football.
Visit IrishSportsDaily.com now to sign up for a premium subscription.
This is a football family.
And now, your Power Hour host.
The guy has a lot of ability.
Mike Frank.
All right, welcome once again, everybody, to Irish Sports Daily Power Hour. I'm your host, Mike Frank. We got our Thursday edition, the recruiting edition of Power Hour this week. So, first of all, we're going to talk to Christian McCollum. We're going to go have a little breakdown of what's going on with Notre Dame recruiting. Notre Dame's Irish staff is out on the road right now, offering a lot of guys, and it's kind of hard to keep up with everything that's going on. So I thought we'd bring Christian on and talk a little bit about what's been going on with that. And then, of course, we're going to have Marquise Stepp come on as well. We're going to talk to him about recruiting and his role that he's played in recruiting. He's been one of Notre Dame's best recruiters, guy out there working probably as hard as Notre Dame's coaching staff. So we're going to talk to him about what he's been doing and his future and all that good stuff as well. So look forward to that after the Christian interview. But before we get going, I wanted to mention right now, still a great time to sign up for IrishSportsDaily.com. You can go to the front page, click on the subscribe section there, and buy a subscription. Lots coming up here with Notre Dame as far as recruiting goes. We have June camps coming up. We have Irish Invasion. And then, of course, football season's just right around the corner. So great time to sign up for Irish Sports Daily. Also, if you have any questions about the show, you can email me at mikefrank18@sbcglobal.net. mikefrank18@sbcglobal.net. We'll take your emails there if you have any questions about the show. Or you can also stop by the Huddle, which is our free forum on irishsportsdaily.com. You can just click on the forum section there. Go to the Huddle, ask whatever questions you may have. And also a great place to talk some Irish football. So if you have any questions for us, we'll get there and answer those for you quickly. So, all right, well, we're going to kick off with Christian. Thanks for coming on the show, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike.
All right, now let's start with, obviously, the first thing, and we talked about this on Monday's Power Hour, was the Gervin decommit. That certainly was a big blow to Notre Dame, especially when it comes to cornerback recruiting. Not a lot of guys out there. You know, since that decommitment, Chris, what have you seen from Notre Dame? Have they gone real aggressive with trying to offer guys? It just doesn't seem like there's a lot of options out there right now.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily since the decommitment have they extended any new offers out to position, but, you know, one person to really look at right now is Indianapolis' DJ Johnson, who got offered last week. Mike Elston was down at his school for a little junior day event they had, was really impressed with him, and a day later, Notre Dame offered him. Johnson, he had Iowa as his leader, but Notre Dame jumped into at least a tie. I'm thinking they probably might even have an edge over Iowa at this point. He's going to be up for Invasion in June to kind of check things out a little bit further. I think he's a kid that could end up seeing his recruitment really start taking off, going to another level here. I know Ohio State is a school that's been looking at him heavily. But at this point, you know, it'd be hard to bet against Notre Dame with Johnson. You know, Notre Dame, they're also going to go after – they're gonna really go after some of the top guys. I know Todd Light is down in Texas right now, and he's checking on guys like Anthony Cook and Deshaun Jameson. I mean, these are two of the, you know, top corners in the country that you're looking at, and it'd be hard to get either one of those guys. But, you know, they're going to try, and both have shown, you know, varying degrees of interest. Cook has a top 10 when Notre Dame's included. Jameson's a kid who's pretty heavy Texas lean, but wouldn't be surprised if he decided to come up for a visit. Then you got a guy out in Washington like Kyler Gordon. Then you got IMG Academy's Houston Griffiths, but is he a real true corner? You know, but aside from Johnson, it'd be hard to pick a guy that they actually lead for. So I think I wouldn't be shocked to see this board expand a little bit.
Well, I think that what they're going to have to do, Chris, is they're going to have to get a bunch of guys up for Irish Invasion. You know, even if you're going to start going on plan B, you might want to see these guys in action, watch them compete, and, you know, it's a great opportunity for them to come up and check out Notre Dame. So I'll be very disappointed if we don't see a whole bunch of corners start to show up on the Irish Invasion list. And we'll talk about that here in a minute. But There's a lot of stuff that's going on as far as them going out and visiting things or visiting people, but not a lot of fireworks. There never really is in the month of May because they're getting a lot of coaches coming to check them out, and so you don't see a lot of commitments or a lot of unofficial visits during that time. But is there anything new with offensive line recruiting? We mentioned before, Petit Freeze is probably the guy that's most important right now. But, I know Harry's been out on the road trying to look at some guys. Any new offers, any new interest, anything out there right now with offensive line recruiting?
Nothing new yet, at least not publicly. You mentioned Petit Freeze. I mean, he's really a linchpin, and he kind of represents a tipping point right now with this offensive line class. If they can get him to fall as the number three commit in the group, then he, Stan, can really narrow his focus on who the fourth guy is going to be to go along with John Dirksen and Cole Mabry. Right now, Georgia's Warren Erickson is a guy. I mean, he's a guy with some legitimate offers. He's got a Notre Dame offer. He kind of took a quiet visit a couple months back into Notre Dame to check it out and didn't really let too many people know about it. But it'd be hard to say that Notre Dame's the leader for him. They certainly aren't the leader for Ryan Hayes. That would seem like one guy who was a potential pledge for him. But he's really learned. Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. He's really leaning toward Michigan right now. Although he told me he could return to Notre Dame before he makes a decision. So even with Petit Freeze, I mean, getting the four could be difficult. So it'd be really important to get him to be number three. And if you can't get him, then you really, I mean, there's no doubt that they're going to have to expand the board there.
Yeah, he's really kind of the most important recruit right now out there, I think, offensively, because they definitely need to get somebody, and he's an elite player, so it'd be nice to land him. Speaking of other top players, Kevin Austin Jr., the wide receiver, came up for the spring game, seemed to really enjoy it, seemed to be a guy that's getting close to making a decision, just based off of some of his comments. Where are they at with that? Is he getting close? And do you think Notre Dame leads at this point?
I do think Notre Dame leads, and I do think he's close. He announced the top four a couple weeks back of Notre Dame, Miami, Tennessee, and Duke, and said a decision will be coming soon. He hasn't publicly announced a date yet. I'm not sure he has one. I spoke with someone close to him this week. Process is behind him. But he didn't have a date either. So I still like where Notre Dame sits with him. That top four kind of, gives you an idea of what he's looking for. And, Miami's a school close to home that he has a good relationship with. I know Tennessee has this the wide receiver coach at Tennessee was at Miami, so he has a connection there. But this is a kid that's really looking for a package of academics and athletics, which is why Duke and Notre Dame are on the list. I think Notre Dame's package might be too appealing for him to turn down at this point.
One guy that Notre Dame seemed to be in really good shape with was Dallas Gant. But now it looks like he's more likely to choose Ohio State than it is Notre Dame. And that's a blow because he's another big-time player that they felt like they had a great shot at. And all of a sudden, doesn't look like it's going to trend Notre Dame's way. Where does Notre Dame go after Gant at this point?
Well, you look at that offer they sent out to Bo Calvert earlier this week. That could be interpreted as a response to, where they really feel where they are with Gant. They offered both Bo and his younger brother this week. Bo's currently committed to USC, but he seems to have some legitimate interest in Notre Dame. And I'd be willing to guess Notre Dame probably got some indication of that before extending an offer to a kid who's already committed to USC. So it'll be interesting to see if they can get him on campus and just see how solid that pledge to USC is. Another California linebacker that popped on the board a couple weeks ago was Jack Lamb. They immediately jumped into his lead pack. That was an offer that he really wanted bad. So Notre Dame will be up there with Stanford and Cal and Washington and Penn State and Oregon for him. His parents went to Penn State, and that's the connection there. But at least one source I know is skeptical about how serious the Lions are going to be in this recruitment. So I just knowing that he really wanted that Notre Dame offer and was excited when it came, I think Notre Dame will have a great chance with him. Then you got a guy like Michigan's Eli Collins. He's got some pretty solid offers, and he visited recently. Notre Dame hasn't offered him yet, but he's a kid that, if they do offer, he'll be serious about it. A lot of schools are looking at him as a running back. I saw him at an Under Armour camp in Chicago a couple weeks back, and he was working out at running back, and he looked really good there. He's definitely an athlete. But Notre Dame likes him at linebacker, so and he doesn't really have a preference. So none of that really – that doesn't really matter to him. So those are the guys that I'd be watching at this point.
We mentioned Irish Invasion before. That's on June 10th, which is a Saturday. It's an evening not very far away. Has there been a lot of kids – talking about the event, do you expect a good attendance? Because when I've been reading this, you know, I just haven't seen a lot of, I guess, buzz of kids. Now, it's still early, you know, for them to confirm, but I just haven't seen a lot of kids tell us recently that, yeah, they're coming. Chris?
Yep, you're kind of breaking up there, Mike. It's clear Notre Dame has been aggressive with letting kids know about this date. In years past, I've had kids say, oh, some date, they want me to some camp, they invasion or something. But, you know, this year kids already know the date is June 10th and 11th is the weekend they're looking at getting people to campus. And I think they're being really aggressive about that. There's also the big man camp that weekend. Some underclassmen linemen I've talked to, have told me they're looking forward to getting there for that. So that's a good sign. We talked about DJ Johnson earlier, who recently got offered. He tells me he's going to come. 2018 Georgia tight end Tommy Tremble, he was offered last week, and he's telling me he's going to come up for the camp. So that'll be good. And then, you know, some of the 2019 quarterbacks, Luke McCaffrey and Ty Evans and a couple other ones that aren't, you know, maybe not as highly touted, they're going to be coming looking for offers, and that could be a good setting. You talked about Notre Dame looking for corners. But as they expand this 2019 quarterback board, beyond JT Daniels, it'll be a good opportunity for guys like McCaffrey to really show them what they can do. Notre Dame, obviously, they sent out a couple offers recently to Bo Nix and Spencer Radley and Radler. Both those guys have some interest in Notre Dame, but both those guys are really elite prospects as well. So Notre Dame's probably not in a position to put all their eggs in that basket. But I think you'll see this list start to grow. Hopefully, like you said, there'll be some more corners on it. I think there'll be some top 2018 and 2019 kids make it up next month.
I know Autry Denson's been out, and he's been looking at running backs, and it looks like they'd like to take one. He's usually pretty good about getting them up on campus, especially around invasion time. He got a lot of guys up last year. Any scuttlebutt there? Anybody that he's zeroing in on that looks like they're going to visit soon? Anything that you can tell us?
Not sure about visiting for invasion, but he's definitely, you know, been making some really good connections. I mean, obviously being from Florida, it's easy for him to relate to Florida kids, especially running backs. He can explain to them why he made the decision he made and why it's paid off for him. Levante Valentine is one kid in particular who's really established a relationship with. And, you know, he's a kid that's being chased by a lot of top teams, but, you know, academics is important in that relationship with Coach Denson could really well get him on campus. But the guy that many people are excited about is Texas's Keontae Ingram. In fact, I would go ahead and ask Marquise about Ingram when you get him on, Mike, but because I know Marquise is all over him. The kid, you know, he's a kid from Texas, Ingram. He doesn't know much about Notre Dame right now, but he's expressed an interest in making an official visit up there. I'm sure in the meantime, Marquise will do his best to school him on Notre Dame. Notre Dame, you know, Texas is definitely the leader for this kid right now, but it sounds like Notre Dame could be in position to really become a factor. Another kid to look at is Georgia's Lynn J. Dixon. He's talked about visiting this summer. I don't know if he has a date locked in yet, but he's another kid that has a real good relationship with Coach Denson, and he's also being chased by a lot of the top schools in the country.
What about potential pass rushers? It seems like they've offered a number, but anybody, do you think that there's some guys there that they got a legit shot at right now?
Thomas Booker's the first guy I'd point to, obviously. You know, it looks like a Notre Dame-Stanford battle for him. He visited both schools recently and still kind of came away with taking his time. He's a kid who doesn't need to rush. But Notre Dame versus Stanford there for that one. And if I had to guess, I'd say Notre Dame kind of holds the current edge right now. Notre Dame was down in Texas earlier this week to see Joseph Asai at his school, Oak Ridge. He's a kid who's had A&M as his clear leader dream school for a long time, and that hasn't changed. At the same time, he's open to other schools. Texas is coming after him hard, so he's going to compare those two schools. But Notre Dame is almost always the first school he mentions outside of the state and definitely outside of the region. He's really serious about his academics. He wants to study engineering. That's probably going to be like his number one factor, academics. And he's talked about visiting this summer. And I think he probably will get up this summer. So that'll be Notre Dame's chance to get him to really say, hey, you know, don't rule us out just because we're not in the state of Texas. Then you look at a guy like Abdul Malik McLean. He was supposed to be on campus last month, but he wasn't able to make it. It'll be vital for Notre Dame to get him on campus. He's a California kid, and a lot of the West Coast schools like UCLA are already grabbing his attention. So Notre Dame needs to find a way to get him on campus. Then you got a guy like Georgia defensive end Richard Jubiner. He's got some sincere interest in Notre Dame. You know, he's talked about visiting this summer, so that'd be good. He's a Nigerian kid who's really interested in academics. He's got offers from a lot of the top programs, but he also seems like a kind of kid that would appreciate what Notre Dame has to offer if they're able to get him up on campus. Then some other guys to keep an eye on are like Andre Fox and Cameron Latu, Andrew Chatfield. He visited recently, and Daniel Carson, he's always talked about visiting. I wouldn't be surprised to see him visit here when his track season's over.
Okay. What about guys? Do you think there's anybody out there right now that's close to making a decision? And, you know, how many of these do you think will actually fall Notre Dame's way? We know about Dallas Gant. We don't think that's going to go Notre Dame's way. Jimmy Franklin, who we had on last week, sounds like a guy who could be committing fairly soon, and it sounds like that's trending Notre Dame's way. Anybody else out there?
Yeah, Franklin, I think he's set to announce on July 1st. And like you said, I think Notre Dame has a good chance there. Obviously, we talked about Austin earlier. He'd be the guy, the number one guy to look at potentially pulling the trigger soon for Notre Dame. Then another guy to look at is Florida tight end George Takacs. He's kind of gone dark since his visit to Notre Dame in March. But he talked about definitely wanting to have a decision soon and certainly by the end of the summer having a decision. He had a top four, and if I had to guess, I would say Notre Dame is near the top, if not at the very top. Then another guy to keep an eye on is Ohio safety Michael Dowell. He's the kid who has twin brothers playing at Michigan State. He's got an announcement set for the end of the month. Notre Dame hasn't offered him yet, and it's not clear if they will, but they're remaining in contact. And if Notre Dame offers him before May 29th, I would expect them to be right in the mix to land him.
Why do you think Notre Dame's momentum has kind of slowed down in regards to recruiting, and do you think it will pick back up at this point?
I think part of it's just kind of the natural flow of recruiting. I mean, obviously that early junior day resulted in a flurry of commitments, and you know, you would like to see that kind of continue through to the next junior day, but it just didn't happen. And I think part of that is just because Notre Dame locked down so many of their guys so early. But at the same time, I think, you know, while the momentum might not be carrying all the way through and kind of reach the kind of stalling point here, I think the foundation of the class is good. You know, like you said, you're going to have Marquise on later, and people will get an idea of exactly, you know, his pitch and how he recruits people. I think Phil Jurkovec having him on board kind of gives the class a little bit of flair. So, yeah, it would have been nice to get some of these other guys locked down since then, but a lot of guys that get into this late in the process, they really want to take their time. They want to see what new offers come their way. They want to get out and see some more schools. I do think it'll pick back up. I think there'll probably be at least one more flux of momentum during the summer here. And it just takes, you know, one or two commitments to really change the outlook of the whole thing.
All right, Chris, great job as always. Look forward to talking to you here again real soon. Thanks for coming on, and you're doing a great job. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care. Bye.
No problem.
All right, folks, we're back here with Irish Sports Daily, and now we've got on one of Notre Dame's top commits is going to come on and talk with us. His name is Marquise Stepp, and of course everybody knows the great running back from Indianapolis Cathedral High School. Marquise, what's up, man? How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. First of all, thanks for coming on the show, and I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about recruiting and all that kind of stuff. Can you think back to the moment you received your Notre Dame offer? You didn't know whether it was coming or not, and it happened. What went through your head?
Well, I remember like the exact time and where I was and everything. I was actually working out.
Okay.
By like a local gym in my right outside my neighborhood, and my coach texted me and was like, "Call Coach Elston." So I called Coach Elston, and they offered me a scholarship. I got a little teary eyed by it and stuff. I can't lie to you. It was pretty. It was like a really good moment.
Yeah, I know it was something that you really wanted. And I mean, think about that. You've accomplished one of your main goals. You're going to be a Division One, high Division One football player. What does that feel like?
It feels good. It just knows that all the hard work is paying off and stuff. And it's great to know that the stuff you put in and all the things that your parents do, how they raised you and all that has actually paid off. So.
Okay, what was last year like? You know, you were battling through the hamstring injury, and now you're getting to the point where you're 100% healthy. What was that all like?
It was tough, of course. Going down with injury, couldn't play with your best friends that you've been growing up with on Friday nights, and just watching them and wins and losses. I mean, it just hurt to be out there. But I have to take care of it now so it doesn't hurt me down the road. And I mean, like, it's healthy now, so it's been a long process, and I'm finally happy. Like, I'm back to where I was before I left off, and even better.
So you feel that's what was my next question. You feel like you're back and maybe even a little better than you were.
Yes, sir.
Okay, how big are you right now?
Right now I'm at like 225.
Okay, cool. So season coming up, obviously you guys have always had a great team. How many guys you got coming back? Are you excited for your senior season?
Yeah, we got a lot of key guys coming back. Got two D1 linebackers, D1 wide receiver, and a lineman committed to Michigan. So I mean, and then we have some guys that I think will end up D1 down the road. So I mean, like, well, I think our team is going to be really good. I'm hoping for an undefeated season.
Okay. Now, your dad and your brother both played football as well. Are you the best out of the three?
I mean, like, I would like to think so, I guess. I mean, like, my brother and dad think they would be able to tackle me. They're defensive guys.
Yep.
So, I mean, like, I don't know. I think I am, yeah.
Is it competitive in your household?
Yeah, it is. It is in everything we do. Like, there's not one thing we don't do that isn't competitive.
And you and your brother, did you get along real well when you were younger, or fight a lot? What was the situation?
I mean, like, yeah, we got along real well. I mean, like, we used to fight, like, but that's like in every brother. The older brother is always picking on the younger brother, which was I'm the younger one. So, yeah. Yeah.
That's the way it always goes. That's exactly the way it always goes. Now, what do you think you took from playing in a program like Cathedral? How do you think that's helped you prepare to what's coming for you at Notre Dame?
I think it helped me real well playing the great competition I do every day in practice. It prepared me very well for games, which on game day I was prepared, and sometimes I was going against better people in practice than I was in the actual game, so it helped me a lot.
All right. Now visits are a part of the recruiting process. You stayed true to Notre Dame from the very start. Have you found it easy, or has it been hard to say no to other programs that are trying to get you to visit?
It's been hard because, you know, especially when Notre Dame was going through that tough season. But you just got to always remember why you committed to a place.
Okay. Now, what made you start to really recruit guys? I mean, you've been the guy that has kind of been the Pied Piper and getting on the phone and talking to guys. What was it that made you want to do that?
I don't know. It's just kind of naturally. Like, I just want to play with the best. Iron sharpens iron, so.
Okay. And why do you think there's so many of these kids have been receptive to you? You know, you seem to be doing a really good job. Everybody that we talk to mentions you and kind of laughs about it and says, yeah, that guy's always in my ear, but I love him. You know, that type of. Why do you think they've been so receptive?
I don't know, I guess. I don't know. I guess what I say to him gets him going, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Now, out of the guys that Notre Dame's recruiting that haven't committed, who do you talk to the most? Who are you on the phone with or texting with, all that type of stuff?
Probably Kevin Austin, Keontae Ingram, Aeneas Hawkins, and Dallas Gant.
Okay. Those are the guys you talk to the most?
Yeah, and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Okay. So which of those? Go ahead.
And then another kid that's local, Donald Johnson.
Okay. Yeah, the D-back. Okay.
Yeah, DB.
So which of those guys do you think ND has a real shot at this point?
I think we have a really good chance at Kevin Austin and Donald Johnson. And I think Gant. I think Gant, but it's going to be hard to beat. For him and Aeneas, it's going to be hard to beat Ohio State. But I think if we just keep on pushing, I think we can get him.
Okay. Now, some running backs are, you know, almost offended. Like, if
and Houston Griffith.
Yeah. Okay. Some running backs are almost offended if the staff kind of wants a second running back, but it seems like you really want to have another running back. Why are you okay with that?
I mean, like, I don't really care if there's another running back there or not, but if the staff wants that, I mean, like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and help them try to find the best running back that would complement each other. So,
well, and again, you can't take every carry in the game because it's too much on your body. So, like, the running backs that are currently on the roster, like C.J. Holmes and Tony Jones Jr. and Josh Adams, those guys, do you know those guys very well?
Yeah, every time I go out there, we chill a lot. So.
Okay. And so, obviously, you really like those guys?
Yeah, they're real cool. Hard workers. I like them a lot. They're real cool.
How many practices do you think you've gone to at Notre Dame so far?
I actually never been to a practice.
Honestly, yeah. Huh? Just mainly came up for games and spring game and that type of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And a junior day.
Okay. What about Invasion? Are you coming up for that as well?
Most likely, I'll probably be there.
Okay. Now, what's the message been from Coach Denson and Coach Elston to you at this stage? What do they say to you at this point?
Just, you know, do well in school, keep grinding, and keep recruiting.
Okay. Yeah, no doubt. So what can you tell us about Keontae Ingram at this point? I know you've kind of formed a friendship with him. What can you tell us about him?
I think through me, I've got him kind of really intrigued. I texted Brian Kelly, and he said, yeah, that's the guy they want to come in with me. I showed Keontae that. And he's really intrigued. We just got to get him up here to a visit, and I think he'll fall in love with the pace. Okay. Place. I think it'll be hard to beat Texas, you know, but we'll see how that goes.
All right.
I think if he comes up here, we can for sure get him.
What is it about Notre Dame that you like so much?
I don't know, just the spiritual feel, and I don't know, it just feels like home.
Okay. Now, what about the new early signing period in December? Have you thought about that? What do you think of all that?
I've actually not thought about it at all. With that, I mean, like, I think it's a great opportunity for athletes to commit and kind of get settled in with the workout, like the workouts they give the commits that have signed. And it kind of gives them it gives them an early start on getting ahead and stuff, even if they don't enroll early.
Yeah, plus, I guess, you know, reassures you that you've got a spot and you know, that kind of thing. What about other hobbies? Is there anything that you like to do besides football? Anything that you really enjoy doing?
Well, since I would be running track, I mean, like, I would be running track if I, but I've been, like, rehabbing and get 100%. So if I didn't mess up my hamstring, I'd be running track.
Okay.
Like, if my parents would play rugby again, I would. Because in eighth grade, I made, like, the national team for rugby. Rugby is actually easier than football to me.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, there was a former running back who played at Notre Dame who, once he left Notre Dame, went and played with a world-traveling rugby team, and he absolutely loved it. Just said it was just the funnest sport ever. So, now, last question for you. Which team are you most looking forward to playing on Notre Dame's schedule once you get up here?
Shoot. I don't know. Everybody that lines up across for me. So,
okay,
just give them business.
All right. Sounds good, man. Well, hey, Marquise, we're really looking forward to watching you this fall, and stay healthy, and looking forward to watching you once you get up here in South Bend and playing for the Irish. All right?
All right. Thank you. No problem.
Thanks for taking the time, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, that's going to be it for the show. Hope you enjoyed that. Want to remind you once again to stop by irishsportsdaily.com. If you have any questions or you want to sign up for our premium subscription, you can go to the front page of Irish Sports Daily, sign up there. Also, if you would, if you like the show, we greatly appreciate your help in helping spread the word about the show. If you want to tell your friends about it, send it to them in the email. Tell them to search for Irish Sports Daily Power Hour on iTunes or Google Play or however you donate or download the show. We greatly appreciate any help you can give us. We're trying to grow the site or grow the podcast, and we'd greatly appreciate any help you could give us there. We will be back on Monday, and Bob Kamel will be back with us, so we're excited about that. Bob Kamel, come on. We'll talk a little summer football and get some good stories from him as well. So look forward to that on Monday's Power Hour. We'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Power Hour, presented by IrishSportsDaily.com, where you can sign up for a premium subscription. Follow the Fighting Irish throughout the year on Twitter as well at ISD Update. And to listen to archive shows, visit iTunes and search for Notre Dame Power Hour.